Morning.
早上好，大家。
Good to be with you today.
很高兴今天又和大家在一起。
Today is my wife's birthday.
今天是我太太的生日。
But she's not here today.
但今天不在这。
Because this is also our church's Pastor Appreciation Sunday.
啊，这也是我们教会的今天的牧师感谢日。
And I thought she should be there appreciating our pastor.
我觉得她应该在那里去感谢我们的牧师。
We thoroughly enjoyed Dalin's recital last night.
我们彻底的享受昨天晚上达林的演唱会。
It was beautiful.
真的很美。
I'm sure it was recorded.
我确定它是被记录下来了，被录音了。
If you were not there, you need to listen to it.
如果你不在的话，你就应该听听录音。
Will it be on the website, church website?
会在教会的网站上吗
？No. Okay. No. All right. Well, just an idea. It was a wonderful time of worship.
是一个很好的敬拜的时间。
Our pastor's wife was there last night.
我教会牧师的太太也昨晚也在那里。
Her name describes her well. Her name is Joy.
她人如其名，她叫Joy.
So I hope you get to meet Pastor Gary at some point as well.
我希望大家能够在某个今后某个时候也遇见牧师Gary.
He wanted to come but was not able to last night.
他昨晚也想来，但他来不了。
Thank you for the tea.
感谢你的茶。
Pastor Gary is a survivor of colon cancer.
Gary 牧师是他得过直肠癌。
He was diagnosed in 2014.
他在2014年被发现。
Actually, the same year my wife was diagnosed with cancer.
也是同一年，我的太太也被诊断有。
And they're both survivors.
他们两个人都存活下来了。
And I praise God for that.
我感谢神。
We should praise God whether it's good news or bad news.
我们不管是好消息还是坏消息，我们都应该赞美神。
It is easier when it's good news.
当然是好消息的时候就很容易。
But we should praise the Lord at all times.
但是我们应当在任何时候情境下都来赞美神。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
How would your life be different if you knew you only had a few more weeks to live?
如果你知道你只有最后几周才就要离世了，你会过一个不同样的生活吗？
Would you live any differently?
你会有什么改变呢？
Would you make a phone call that you've been wanting to make?
你会打一些你一直想打的电话吗？
Would you write a letter?
你会写一封信吗？
Would you try to reconcile with someone that you had a problem with?
你会和某个你曾经有矛盾的人去和好吗？
What would you do?
你要做什么呢？
Paul wrote a letter just before he was beheaded for the sake of Christ.
保罗在他被砍头前，在他为基督耶稣砍头前，他写了一封信。
What letter was that?
这是哪封信呢？
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
The last book he wrote before being executed for the sake of Christ.
这是他在被执行死刑前所写的最后一本书。
There are still believers dying for Jesus Christ.
今天我们仍然有为基督而死的信徒。
There is a persecution of Christianity all over the world.
在全世界范围内都有对基督徒的迫害。
I probably don't have to explain that to you.
我大概不需要向大家解释这件事情。
You've probably experienced it.
你也许经历了。
It's a little different worshiping in the United States than it is China, I'm sure.
我确信在美国的敬拜和在中国的敬拜是有一点不同的。
Paul was in prison when he wrote this letter.
保罗写这封信的时候，他是在狱中写的。
This was his second imprisonment.
这是他的第二段，第二主，监狱书信。
At the end of the book of Acts, Paul is in prison.
在《使徒行传》的最后，讲到保罗在监狱中。
He has a lot of freedom at that time to come and go from where he was living.
在那个时候呢，他有很多自由，在他所住的地方，他可以出入。
Five or six years after he was released, he was put in prison again.
在他那一次在监狱中被释放之后，大约在五六年的时间的时候，他又第二次进了监狱。
It was a cold cell in which he was being kept.
在他的牢房中，是一个很阴冷的牢房。
We know that because he requested from Timothy a coat.
我们知道这点是因为他向在提摩太书信中他曾经要求带给他一件大衣。
He was literally chained in his cell.
这次他就是真的带着锁链了。
He had no hope of deliverance.
而且他也不期待会被释放。
At least physically.
至少不会从身体上被释放。
This book is his last letter and his last words on earth.
这封信是他的最后的一封书信，是他在这个地球上的最后的话语记录下来。
In chapter 1, he gives a charge to Timothy to be unashamed of the testimony of Christ.
在提摩太后书的第一章中，他要求提摩太跟他说，要他激励他不以福音为耻。
Are you ashamed of the testimony of Christ?
你们大家是否以福音为耻呢？
It's a natural desire to want to be popular.
想被大家欢迎，这是一个人很自天生的愿望，与生俱来的愿望。
I like to be liked.
我喜欢被人喜欢。
But that can become an idol of my heart.
但这呢，就可以有可能成为我心中的一个偶像。
It can become more important to me than pleasing God.
它也许比讨神喜悦更重要。
Our number one purpose is to glorify God.
我们最主要的目的是荣耀神。
To exalt Him.
把他的名字举为至高。
Not myself,
不是我自己
but him,
而是他。
That's what chapter 1 is about.
这就是第一章。
In chapter 2, he gives a charge to Timothy to be strong in the service of Christ.
在第二章中，他激励提摩太在服侍主中，在对主的服侍中要刚强壮胆。
In chapter 3,He gives Timothy a charge to withstand the apostasy from Christ.
在第三章中，他讲告诉提摩太要
falling away.
Withstand 忍耐，坚持住这些叛教的和异端 yeah.
In chapter 4, he gives a charge to preach the word as a minister of Christ.
在第四章中，他说到要作为神的仆人来传道，传神的话。
I direct your attention today to the three verses from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 to 17.
今天呢，我们是要讲的是在提摩太后书第三章十五到十七节。
I basically have two points to this message today.
今天在我们的信息中有两点。
Number one, the scriptures are able to save.
第一点就是神的话能够救人。
2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15.
提摩太后书二章十五节。
And how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
This teaches us that the scriptures are able to save from infancy, from a very young age.
这句话告诉我们，圣经能够救我们，并且能够从很小年纪很小的时候就能够得救。
How young?
多小呢？
Well, this word for infancy.Probably implies a time when the child was still nursing from its mother.
这个词儿，原文的词儿可能讲到的词是指一个小孩从还在吃奶的时候就开始了。
Children would nurse up to age 3 or 4.
把这样的小孩呢，一直可以到三四岁左右。
So young children can understand the truths of the gospel.
所以说呢，很小的小孩他就有可能，他就可以能够来明白福音的真理。
Let me say a word to the young people today.
所以说呢，我想今天在座的年轻人们说一句话。
You won't go to heaven because your parents go to heaven.
你不会因为你的父母去天堂就会去。你也能去天堂。
You have to trust in Jesus Christ yourself.
你必须你自己相信主耶稣基督。
We can teach you truth.
我们可以教给你，教导你真理。
But you have to choose wisdom.
但是你自己必须选择智慧。
Your parents can't choose that for you.
你的父母不可能替你做选择。
I can't choose that for my kids.
我没有能力为我的孩子选择。
Sometimes my children disobey.
有的时候我的孩子不听我说的。
And one of the things I tell them,
我跟他们讲一件事,
is this.
就是这件。
You're free to make any choice that you would like.
你可以做你自己的选择。
But you're not free to choose the consequences of that choice.
但是你要必须承受因你的选择而有的后果。
Choices have consequences.
选择是有后果的。
Look at verse 14 of 2 Timothy chapter 3.
看一下三章十四节。
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it.
但你所学习的，所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
Now, look back to chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们回看一下啊，提摩太后书的第一章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. 2 Timothy 1:5.
提摩太后书第一章第五节。想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲永尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Now look back to chapter 3 verse 14.
好，我们再回到三章十四节。
Paul wrote, As for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it.
在这里Paul写道，但你所学习的所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
From whom had Timothy learned the gospel?
提摩太是从谁那里学的福音呢？
You can talk to me.
大家可以说话。
His mother and his grandmother.
Yeah. 是他的母亲和他的祖母，因为在地。
How many of you are a mother or a grandmother?
你们大家有多少人，有谁是母亲或者是祖母？
You have a very important role.
你有一个很重要的角色。
Teach your children the truth.
向你的孩子教导真理。
Timothy learned this from his mother and grandmother.
提摩太从他的妈妈和他的祖母身上学来。
Never underestimate the influence of godly family.
从来不要低估一个属神家庭的力量。
My pastor in Indiana several years ago told about how he got saved.
我在印第安纳几年前的牧师告诉我他是怎样得救的。
He was on a ship in the U.S. Navy headed toward Okinawa.
他在美国海军的一艘战舰上，是在去日本一个城市的战舰上。
And there was another sailor on that ship who was a Christian.
在这一刻，同一艘战舰上有一个另外的基督徒。
And he shared the gospel with who would become my pastor.
是这个人向这个后来成为我牧师的人传了福音。
And he got saved on a ship on the way to Okinawa.
他是在这时候去日本城市的战舰上得救的。
His mother had prayed for him for years.
他的妈妈曾经为他多年为他祷告。
She died before he got saved.
可是他是在他得救之前，他妈妈就去世了。
But her prayers mattered.
但是他的祷告确实被垂听了。
And your prayers matter too.
你的祷告也很重要。
The scriptures are able to save from a very young age.
圣经是能够在你很小的时候就能够使你得救。
We learn that in verse 15.
我们在第十五节中学到这一点。
We also learn that the scriptures are holy.
同时我们也知道圣经是圣洁的，所以说叫圣经。
We sang "Holy, Holy, Holy" today.
我们今天说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。我们唱圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Is that the same word here for holy, Shantai?
那是和这里的这个圣是一个词吗？是。
Yeah.
是的。
Good. I learned some Chinese today. Shantai.Am I saying that right? Close?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Slowly. Yeah, in fact, the Chinese Bible is not called scripture, it's called Holy Bible.
So Shantai's in the
yeah,
name?
In the name, yeah.
Awesome. This book is called the Holy Scriptures.
Yeah, 这本书称为圣经。
They're pure.
它是纯的。
They are without error.
它是没有错误的。
They're infallible.
它是颠污不破的。
And they are powerful.
也是大有能力的。
The verse 15 says they are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
第十五节中说到，他使你能因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
They have inherent power and ability.
他有他固有的能力。
Hebrews 4:12 in the NIV says this, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart."
Yeah. 希伯来书四章十二节是这样说的，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的利剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入拨开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
The word of God is living and active according to this verse.
按照这句话所说的，他是这样，他说神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
This word for active meansThat which causes something to happen.
这里说活泼的，就是说它是能够使什么一些事情发生。
I had a teacher in seminary.
我在神学院读书的时候有一个老师。
His name was Dr. Custer.
他叫Custer 博士。
He was very smart.
他很聪明。
We had heard that he read a book a day.
我们听说他一天读一本书。
He corrected that in class one day.
有一天他在课堂上他订正了这一点。
He said it's not true that I read a book a day.
他说我一天读一本书是不对的。
He said I read a book a night.
我一个晚上读一本书。
He was brilliant.
他是非常的聪明。
For 5 years, when he was a young man, he was hospitalized.
他年轻的时候，他曾经住院住了五年。
He was a very sick young man.
他是一个有病，他身体很不好。
He was not allowed to go to school.
他那时候他甚至不能够去学校。
His mother would bring him a stack of books from the library.
他妈妈就每天从他妈妈就从图书馆给他借一摞书来。
He was so sick, there was nothing else he could do.
他因为病在家里什么都做不了。
His grandmother brought him a Bible.
然后他的祖母就带了一本圣经给他。
And he remembered thinking, I've read all these other books, how come I haven't read the Bible?
他记得他那时候曾经在那想，他说我读了这么多书，但是为什么我没有读这圣经呢？
So he did.
所以他就读了。
He read the whole Bible, cover to cover.
他就把整本圣经从头到尾读了。
As a young man of about 14, 15 at this time.
这时候他大概十四五岁。
He didn't understand a lot of it.
他有很多东西都不懂。
But he understood enough.
但是他却懂了足够的。
To understand, he needed Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior.
他明白了，他需要主耶稣基督成为他的救主。
And he got saved.
然后他也因此得救了。
And the Lord raised him up from his sickness.
神就把他从疾病中治好。
So he could go to college.
然后他可以上大学。
And grad school.
然后又去了研究所。
And get a doctorate.
然后甚至得了博士学位。
And teach me in seminary.
然后在神学院中教我。
And he got saved just from reading the Bible.
他仅仅是因为他读这本书，他就得救了。
Don't underestimate the power of the scriptures.
所以说不要低估圣经的能力。
I had a math teacher in college.
我在大学的时候有一个数学老师。
Who was Chinese?
他是中国人。
His name was Mr. Poa.
他是
P-O-A Poa
Poa、
yeah.
鲍袍袍
We always called him Mr. Poa
Poa、yeah. 大概是个广东人
He went back to China every year
他每年都回中国
You know what he did?
你知道他干嘛
He smuggled something into the country
他走私
You know what it was?
你知道他走私什么
It was the Bible.
走私圣经。
He was breaking the law.
他在违法。
But he was obeying another law.
但是他在遵守另一个法律。
We ought to obey God rather than man.
我们要遵守神而不是人。
He spoke so loud, I got a headache in his class.
他说话声音这么大，我在他上他的课的时候我都头疼。
I wondered why the front rows were empty.
我在有时在想为什么前排的不坐人呢？
Those are the best seats in a math class.
那是数学课上最好的位置。
So you can see the board.
你可以看得见摆他的板书。
After one day in class, I understood why the front row was empty.
啊，就但我只是用一天的时间，我就明白了这个道理，我就知道为什么前面是空的了。
He's probably with the Lord now. I don't know.
我想他，我不知道他大概也许已经和主在一起了。
But he wanted to get the word of God into China.
但是他想把神的话传给中国。
And the word of God is spreading in China.
然后神的话今天在中国传扬。
You could tell me better than I know that myself.
呀，你们大家比我更了解这个事实。现在。
The scriptures are powerful to save.
神的话是有大有能力的来拯救我们。
Are you saved?
你们得救了呢？得救了吗？
You know you will not go to heaven because you go to church.
你知道你不会因为你来教会就能够去天堂。
You won't go to heaven because you kept the Ten Commandments.
你也不会因为遵守十诫而进入天堂。
No one keeps the Ten Commandments.
而没有人能够遵守十诫。
Other than Jesus.
除了耶稣以外。
We all disobey the Ten Commandments.
我们所有的人都不遵守，都违背了十诫。
The purpose of the Ten Commandments is to show us that we're sinners.
神十诫的目的就是为了让我们知道我们是罪人。
I only have to name one command that I know you've all violated.
我只需要举一条诫命，我就知道你们大家都违背了这一条。
Honor your father and your mother.
孝敬你的父母。
Which includes obeying.
其实这也就包括你要顺服从你的父母。
Who of us always did that?
我们当中有人一直做到这一点了吗？
I sure didn't.
我没有做到。
We don't go to heaven because we're good.
我们不是因为我们好，我们才就能够进天堂。
None of us are good.
我们没有一个人是好的。
We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
我们是都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
But God's standard for entrance into heaven is perfection.
但神的标准要些对于进入天堂来说是要完美的。
You have to be perfect.
你必须是完美的。
Or you can't go.
否则的话你就不能够进天堂。
End of story.
完了。
Thankfully, that's not the end of the story.
感谢神，但这不是结束。
Because God sent His Son,
因为神让他的儿子来啊
who lived a perfect life.
他过了一个完美的一生。
He always did the things that pleased the Father.
他总是做那讨神喜悦的事情。
So that when He died on the cross,
当他死在十字架上的时候
it was not for His own sins.
他不是为了他自己的罪
but for the sins of the world.
而是为全世界的罪。
People from all over the world get saved.
而是全世界上的。
Still today,
包括今天
there are no hopeless cases.
没有无望的，不应用的。
Give them the gospel.
给他们福音。
The good news.
好消息。
Jesus died for sinners.
耶稣基督为罪人而死。
And he was buried.
他被
and he rose again.
被埋葬，第三天复活。
Are you saved?
你得救了吗？
You have to recognize that you're a sinner.
你必须承认你是一个罪人。
You deserve God's wrath.
你是神恼怒的，你应当得神恼，是神恼怒的对象。
And that God placed that wrath on His Son.
神把这恼怒、愤怒惩罚在他儿子的身上。
Causing Him to die.
使他死。
And be buried.
被埋葬。
But then God rose him from the dead.
然后神又使他复活过来。
Why?
为什么？
Because the Father accepted the Son's sacrifice.
因为父接受了子的献祭。
And if you trust in Christ,
如果你相信基督，
asking him to save you,
求他拯救你。
you get his righteousness counted to you.
他的义就算为你的。
This is the doctrine of imputation.
哎, 哎, I don't know what's
it is an accounting term.
Yep, 这就是神把他的义转给了我们。
Where the righteousness of Christ is in my spiritual bank account.
神基督的义是在我的账户上。Imputation 这个词是一个财会上的词。
In the eyes of God,
在神的眼中
I'm as righteous as Jesus is.
在神的眼中我就像基督一样的义。
Think about that.
想一想。
Are you as righteous as Jesus is?
你是像基督一样义吗？
Are you?
真的吗？
I'm not.
我不是。
In my practical everyday life,
在我每天的日常生活中，
my position spiritually in heaven.
但我在圣，在我在天堂里面的属灵的位置
is perfection.
是完美的。
If I die today on the way home,
如果今天在回家的路上死了，
I will go to heaven not because of my personal righteousness.
我能够进天堂，但这并不是因为我个人有一个有义，
but because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
而是因为主耶稣基督的义。
Are you saved?
你得救了吗？
If not, you can be today.
如果没有的话，Yeah.
You can be saved today.
你看，你就能够今天被得救。
The last part of verse 15,
第十五节的最后一部分
says, through faith in Christ Jesus.
因信基督耶稣。
It's through faith alone.
单单因着信。华人有没有学过拉丁文呢？
I'm going to teach you a Latin term.
我教大家一个拉丁文。
Sola fide.
Sola fide.
Only by faith.
单单因着信。
Sola means only.
Sola 就是单单只是。
And fide means faith.
Fide 就是信。
Sola fide, only by faith.
唯有信。
This is the rally cry of the Protestant Reformation.
Rally, 这是这个就是啊，改教中的游行的什么呐喊？哎呀
！Have you heard of Martin Luther?
大家听说过啊，马丁路德吗？
Have you heard of the 95 theses he posted to the chapel door?
你有没有听说过他把九十五篇论文钉在各个教堂的门上
？In Wittenberg, Germany.
在啊，德国的。
Wittenberg, Germany.
啊 ，What? Wittenberg. 你那也是是个城市的名字啊。
He didn't know he was starting the Reformation.
他不知道他是开始了这个改革。
But he was.
但是他开始了。Yeah.
God was working through him.
神通过他工作。
And sola fide, by faith alone, became the most important doctrine that came out of the Protestant Reformation.
所以唯有信，这成为我们新教的里面的最重要的基要真理。
I have friends and neighbors who are Roman Catholic.
我有是罗马天主教的朋友。Yeah.
Do you?
你们有吗？
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. Okay.Some of you do, some of you don't.
有的人有，有的人没有。
My Roman Catholic Friends will tell you they believe salvation is by faith.
我的罗马天主教徒的朋友会告诉你们，信仰是因着信，得救是因着信。
And I think they're telling the truth.
我想他们说的是对的。
But they do not believe that salvation is by faith alone.
但他们不相信得救仅仅因为信。
Sola.
Sola, 唯仅有，仅仅，单单。
Sola is the Latin for alone.
So 这个词 ，sola 这个词是在拉丁文中是单独的，单单的，唯有。
Sola fide.
Sola 唯有信。
Only by faith. By faith alone.
仅仅用的信。
My first point is the scriptures are able to save.
所以说回到我的第一点，就是圣经能使人得救。
Do you have unsaved friends and family?
你有没有没有得救的朋友或者家庭成员？
Share the scriptures with them.
把圣经向他们分享。
It can save them.
它可以使他们得救。
My second point.
我的第二点。
The scriptures are able to sanctify or make holy.
圣经能使人成圣。
Verse 16.
十六节。
All scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
圣经都是神所默示的。与教训督者使人归正教导人学义都是有益的
They are God breathed
他们都是神所默示的
To breathe out
呼出来的
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 20 to 21
彼得后书一章二十至二十一节
says this
是这么说的
Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation, for prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
第一要紧的，该知道圣经上所预言，圣经上所有的预言没有可随意思。没有可随思意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
In English, we use the term "they're inspired."
在英语中，我们用这样的词，说是被圣灵感动的。
More literally, we should say they're expired. They're breathed out.
更准确的字面翻译应该是，不是呼入的，而是呼出的，是。
But if something is expired, like milk, what does that mean?
如果什么东西是呼出来的，像
Don't drink it.
过期的，这个是就是 expired， 就是像牛奶一样，就不要喝了。
The scriptures were the very breath of God.
而圣经是神的呼出的气。
Because of that,
因此
they are inerrant or without error.
因为它是神所呼出的，所以它是不可能错，没有错误的。
In the original language,
在它原有的语言里的是没有错误的。
In the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
是在希伯来文。亚美尼亚文 Aramea 就是以色列的也是的北部或叙利亚那一代人说的话还有这个希腊文在这上面
In the three languages the Bible was written in
在这圣经是用这三种语言 说记述的
Sometimes translators make mistakes
有些时候翻译的人会犯错
But God did not.
但神没有说错
Even in sometimes copying the ancient manuscripts, mistakes were made.
在古代甚至做一些拷贝的手写的拷贝的工作可能会有错误。
But God has blessed us with so many ancient manuscripts that we can pretty much figure out what those mistakes are.
但神赐福我们有这么多古代的拷贝不同的版本不同的印刷我们可以用它们之间参考对出让我们知道原来的没有错误的文字。
God has preserved his word.
神保守了他的文字。
Whether in English or in Mandarin.
不管是英文的还是汉语的。
And any faithful translation from the original manuscripts is the word of God.
每一个对于从他原本文原文忠实的翻译的话的圣经都是神的话。
The scriptures are breathed out by God.
圣经是神所默示的。
And they are useful.
它是有用的。
Beneficial, advantageous.
有益的。
For four things.
它是对四件事情是有益的。
According to verse 16.
按照十六节来说。
They are profitable for teaching.
它是与教导是有益的。
This can be formal instruction like we are right now.
这可以是一个正式的讲座就像我们现在一样。
Or it can be informal.
也可以是一个不正式的教导。
The scriptures teach us all that we need to know about God, man, and creation.
圣经教导了我们一切所需要知道的有关神、人和创造的事情。
We did not get here through evolution.
我们不是进化而来的。
That's a lie.
那是一个谎言。
It's a lie.
是个谎言。
It repeated over and over again.
它被重复了很多遍。
But it's still a lie.
但它仍然是个谎言。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
People today don't want to accept that.
今天的人不想接受这一点。
Because if he's the creator,
因为如果他是创造者的话，
we're accountable to him.
我们就要对他给他交账。
The scriptures teach us this.
圣经是这么教导我们的。
We need to have a Christian worldview.
我们要有一个基督徒的世界观。
God made the world.
神创造世界。
God put two people on this world.
神在这世界中放了两个人。
They sinned.
他们犯罪了。
A descendant of the woman would one day die for the sins of man.
女人的后裔在哪一天，在有一天要为我们人的罪而死。
And he raised from the dead.
然后他再从死中复活过来。
And he's coming again.
然后他还要再来。
I loved that song last night.
我很喜欢昨晚那首歌。
About the second coming of Jesus Christ.
关于他的再来。
That was my favorite.
那是我最喜爱的。
He's coming again.
他再来，回来。
We learn this from the scriptures. They're profitable or useful for teaching.
圣经告诉我们他的话。是与教导是有益的。
They're also profitable for rebuking.
它也是对于督责也是有益的。
For showing us what's wrong.
就是告诉我们什么是错的。
They teach us what's right.
它告诉我们什么是对的。
They reprove us for what's wrong.
它督责我们什么是错的。
And third, they correct us.
然后第三点，它同时它盯正我们。
There's hope.
就是是有希望的。
I read a sad story in the news. Maybe you did too.
我在新闻中听到了一个很让人沮丧的故事，也许你们大家也听到了。
Did any of you read the story about the young student at Texas Christian University?
你们大家有没有读到这个关于德州基督徒大学的一个年轻学生的故事
？It was just this week.
就是这周。
He had been expelled from Texas Christian University.
他被从德州基督教大学驱逐出来。
For hazing.
因为
It's rudely and wrongly treating new students.
就是对新的学生的错误的很粗鲁的 的treatment, how to say, yeah, 跟他们打交道的时候很是错误的和很粗鲁的、yeah.
Because the young man could drink a lot of alcohol.
他使其中一个年轻人喝了很多酒。
That man had to be taken to the hospital.
那个人必须被带到被到送到医院。
And thankfully survived.
很感谢神，他活下来了。但是他被逮捕了，因为喝酒。他被从学校中驱逐出来。后来他又自杀了，很让人沮丧。
He jumped off a fourth floor parking.
他从一个四层的停车场上跳下来，太让人沮丧了。如果他打开这本书，如果他看这本书，他就知道是有希望的，是有原谅。
This teaches us how to correct what's wrong.
这本书告诉我们怎么样改正我们的错误。
It doesn't matter what you've done.
你们做过什么不重要。
You can be forgiven.
你可以被赦免。
You can be brought back.
你可以被带回来。
There's hope.
有希望。
Don't quit.
别放弃。
Sometimes we think that the world and our family will be better off if we're gone.
有些时候我们在想，也许我走了，可能这个世界或我的家庭会更好。
Sometimes Christians have suicidal thoughts.
有些时候基督徒甚至基督徒有自杀的念头。
I have.
我就有过。
That's probably not something I'm supposed to admit.
也许这是我不应该承认的。
But I have.
但是呢，我有。
Not recently.
不是最近。
Not now.
不是现在。
But I have.
但是我有。
And when I do that, it's because I've gotten away from this book.
当我有这些的时候，就是因为我离开了这本书。
You know what this book says?
你知道这本书说什么？
Christ died for sin.
基督为罪人而死。
The Father will forgive you through the Son.
父神能够因着主耶稣基督而赦免我。
Don't give up.
别放弃。
That man gave up.
那个人放弃了。
You probably know people who've done the same thing.
你也许认识做同样事情的人。
I didn't know this man.
我不认识这个人。
But I've been praying for his family.
但是我为他的家人祷告。
There's hope through the scriptures.
在圣经里面有盼望。
Verse 16, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
十六节说到，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训督责使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
Teaching is what's right.
教训就是教训你什么是正确的。
Rebuking is what's wrong.
督责就是告诉你什么是错误的。
Correcting is how to make it right.
使人归正就是说怎么样能够回到正确上来。
Training in righteousness is how to keep it right.
教导人学艺就是怎样保持走在正确的上面。
I said that I had 2 points today.
我说了我今天有两点。
I actually have 3.
我实际上有三点。
Sorry.
对不起。
Didn't mean to mislead you.
我并不是想要误导大家。
But it's a short point. It's from verse 17.
但是只是很短的一点，是第十七页。
The scriptures are sufficient.
圣经是足够的。
They're able to save.
它能够使人得救。
They're able to sanctify.
它能够使人成圣。
And they're sufficient.
然后它是足够的。
They're enough.
它们是够了。
Verse 17 says, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
十七节说到，叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
How many of you are holding an NIV Bible right now?
你们大家多少人有一本有这个NIV 版本的英文圣经？
Nothing wrong with the NIV.
并不是说 NIV 不好。
But it left a word out.
但是它丢了一个词儿。
In verse 17.
在十七节中，它少了一个词儿。
That's why I prefer the New American Standard Bible.
这是我为什么我总是选择 New NASB 新美国标准版。
Or the ESV, the English Standard Version.
或者是英语标准版 ESV.
The NASB says so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
第十七节NIV 说到人属神的人能够足够被装备了行各样的善事。
So the translators of the NIV left out the word adequate.Which is not good.
Okay. 就是第十一 NIV 没有刚才足够完备这个词。
They probably thought it was all wrapped up with the term thoroughly equipped.
他们可能以为是他是被完全的预备了。
The scriptures are complete and capable.
Yeah. 而神的话是完全的，然后是有能力的。
And they completely, thoroughly equip us.
它是一个完全的，然后它能够彻底的预备我们。
Did you ever pack for a trip and you forgot to pack something?
你有没有为准备一个一个出行但是你忘了带一些东西？
You ever go camping and forget something?
你有没有去露营，但你忘了一些事情，忘了一些东西？
We camped out one time.
有一次我们在外面露营。
And I forgot the kit with which you would patch a hole in an air mattress.
我忘了那个带了那一个你那个充气床的补洞的那个小包裹。
We were camping out at Jubilee State Park.
我们是在Jubilee State Park.
You been to that?
大家有没有人去过？
Okay. I aired up our air mattress for my wife and me.
我把我们的气床把它打起来，为我的太太和我自己。
And we went to sleep.
然后我们就睡觉了。
At about 2 a.m., we were on the ground.
在两点钟左右的时候，我们是在地上。
Well, Jubilee State Park is not too far from Walmart.
Jubilee State Park 和 Walmart 并不远。
I didn't want to go to Walmart.
我不想去 Walmart.
But they're open 24 hours.
但他24小时开着。
And my wife wanted me to go to Walmart.
然后我太太要我去。
So guess what I did?
猜我做了什么？
I went to Walmart.
我去了 Walmart.
Because I had not thoroughly equipped packing for camping.
因为我忘带了东西。
The scriptures completely equip us for every good work.
但圣经它是完全的、彻底的预备我们做各样的事情。
They are sufficient.
它是足够的。
You don't need psychology.
你不需要心理学。
You don't need psychiatry.
你也不需要心理医生。
You need the scriptures.
你需要神的话。
For every good work.
各样的善事。
Every good work.
各样的善事。
This is the Bible that we hold in our hands.
这就是我们手中的圣经。
Read it.
读它。
Memorize it.
记住它。
Do you memorize Scripture?
你有没有背诵圣经呢？
Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
我把你的话藏在心里面，免得我得罪你。
You know what verse that is?
你知道这是哪一节吗？
That is Psalm.
这是诗篇
119
119
11
11节
Your word I have hidden or treasured in my heart
我把你的话藏在心里
that I might not sin against you
免得我得罪你
This is the word of God and what it can do
这是神的话它能做什么
It can save
它能够使你得救
It can sanctify
它能够使你成圣
You can be more holy.
你可以更加圣洁。
I can be more holy.
我也可以更加圣洁。
You can be a more holy church.
你们这个教会可以变得更圣洁。
If you're in this book,
如果你在这本书里面
which is useful,
是有用的
for teaching,
对于教训
for rebuking,
督责
for correcting,
教导人归正
and for training in righteousness,
使人归正教导人学义。
Have you gotten away from it?
你有没有偏离这一点呢？
It's easy for us to do.
这是太容易了。
Do you know more about your favorite program than you do about the scriptures?
你是不是对你所喜爱的一些程序、一些 program, anything?
TV show.
或者是电视什么节目，你更了解比对他们了解远远超过你对圣经的了解。
Do you know the book?
你知不知道这本书？
It's not wrong to watch TV.
看电视没有什么错。
Wisely or unwisely, I recently signed up for the Hallmark Channel.
是智慧呢，还是不智慧呢？我最近注册了 Hallmark。
Hallmark.
Hallmark.
You familiar with Hallmark? No? Maybe I shouldn't even be telling you.
你们大家是知道不知道 Hallmark? 也许我都不应该大家讲这件事情。
It's not a bad channel. It has wholesome, clean romances.
这不是一个很不是一个不好的频道，是有一些很不错的这个相对干净的一些浪漫的。的这个节目
My wife loves watching these shows.
我太太喜欢看。
And they're clean.
他们是干净的。
And they're pure.
是纯洁的。
They're not necessarily Christian all the time.
他们不见得是基督徒的。
But there's a problem if we know clean programs better than we know the Holy Bible.
但是呢，如果我们更了解这些所谓的干净的节目，而超过我们了解圣经的话，这就是问题。
Do you play games on your phone?
在你娱乐的时间，是不是玩一些游戏
？Nothing wrong with playing games on your phone as long as it's a good game.
在你的电话，并不是在你的电话中，玩游戏有什么错误呀、yeah.
？But don't do that more than memorizing scripture.
但是呢。不要让这一点超过你来，你背诵圣经。
We say it's important to do this.
我们说这是重要的。
Do we act like it?
我们有没有这样做呢
？I'm not saying that any of those things are sinful or wrong.
我不是说刚才所说的这些事情，我们说的都是有罪的或者是错误的。
I'm just saying don't neglect the scriptures.
我说的是不要忽略你的圣经。
Let's stand for prayer.
让我们一起起立来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父
，Thank you for giving us your word.
我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
It is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Thank you for giving us the light.
我们感谢你给我们这光。
When we get discouraged,
当我们泄气的时候
，Help us to go back to your word.
帮助我们回到你的话语中。
When we are tempted to give up,
当我们想要放弃的时候
，Help us to come back to your word.
帮助我们回到你的话语。
Help us to share it with unbelievers.
帮助我们把它分享给那些不信的人。
And help us to read it and meditate on it every day.
帮助我们每天来阅读，来思考你的话语。
I pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。